Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
2-2, swing and a miss. Diaz down on strikes. Fifth strikeout for Skeens tonight. And a 2-2, swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Skeens. His sixth pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. 99 on the inner edge. Three in a row. Struck out by Skeens. Here's the pitch. Swing, fly ball, deep left field. Christian Walker sends it to the track. Canario watches it go. Second row, 1-0 Houston on a Christian Walker home run off Paul Skeens. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Four strikeouts in a row by Skeens. And a 1-2. Bounced softly to third. Two hops for Hayes, who gloves and throws on to first to get the speedy Melton for the final out. Got to get this guy some runs. 1-0 Houston, eighth inning. Hayter 15 for 15 in saves. Got a three-run lead with which to work here in the ninth. Need two to get on. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss on another fastball in the zone. Game over. 3-0. Skeens loses. Back after this on the Pirates Radio Network.
Tensions are high today, Bob. Tensions are high. Limits and I yelling at each other before the show. Crowley and Dickerson disagreeing on the Beanie Bishop stomps and wipes his feet on the pit logo. You came in quite a state today. You're overwhelmed. You're tired. You're overtired. You're extended. You're overextended. There's too many things going on. So I open, and then, of course, we have the Pirates, where Paul Skeens, I saw. What was the stat they had last night? Since 2000, he's the first guy this early in a season to go 8 innings 3 times and not have a win at those games.
So
limits.
Sad.
So I offer, I make a peace offering to begin. Limits, and this is for our YouTube people, Bob. And I'm sorry that you're not included in this.
Bob, but I don't... it's here. Bob, it's here. It's here, Bob.
Come on in, Limits. Come on in, and I have a treat for you.
Oh, boy.
Look at this, Bob.
He wants
Look
what he wants, and he's going to get it today.
Look at it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's the NBA on TNT shirts.
Look
there we
that.
Go.
Retro.
Do you like that, Bob?
Wow.
I like that. That's that's going to be an endangered species, those shirts.
And,
so.
And here's one for Limits. I ordered it upon the last show. Now, let me make sure that you have the... toddler and I have the extra large. Sorry, Limits. I didn't mean they're both extra large. All right, you can use that as pajamas. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He gave me a hug. Look, Bob. He just gave me a hug.
It's like a father son show, you two. Toddler.
And Bob, now
when is he going to move to the just little boy stage?
I don't know.
From a toddler.
That could be in a couple of weeks. Bob, I'm sorry I didn't include you in that. I didn't think of you. I know
that's
he loves
right.
the NBA.
He
we
loves,
watch Inside the NBA.
That's a great show. It was for them. How many years they've done it? Jeez.
Yeah. And it's going to be, I still think, on ESPN, even though nobody else does. I mean, why is it different? They're just going to put a camera on them on a different station. It's going to be the same people, right?
Right? Yeah, exactly. So.
Are you okay, Bob?
Yes. Why?
You seem tired.
I am. I told you.
You seem easily aggravated. I'm afraid. I feel like I'm with my dad in a bad mood. Like
no,
if I feel like I'm tiptoeing around. It could
tired.
Be, but it could be at any moment, I think.
No, I'll be fine.
All right.
Just roll through the Joe Starkey monologue.
I don't have a monologue today. Limits, look at that pirate hat he has on today, Bob, and a mustache, I might add.
Yes.
Look at this guy.
Trying to be his inner Paul Skeens here, or is that what you're trying to do?
Well, I shaved today, and I decided halfway through, you know what? I'm going to keep the mustache and try to see if I can morph myself into Paul Skeens' brain with the mustache today. What is he possibly thinking after another start that was just wasted by him? So I put on my pirate hat, have my mustache, and try to channel my inner Skeens.
Very good starting place. A very good place to jump off here, Limits. Why don't we start with a six-pack? And, Bob, I think this is going to rapidly turn into a 12-pack.
Or a keg. It can go in that direction.
Yeah. Or a beer ball. Did you have those at Point Park?
Yes.
Those big yellow spheres filled with beer?
We had a lot of things back in the day that you don't see too much anymore.
Let's start there. Limits. This has become ridiculous. It's become embarrassing. They've been shut out 10 times in 61 games, Bob.
That's a healthy percentage, and it's not a good percentage. When you think about it now, it seems like they're wasting so many performances. And last night was just another one.
I shouldn't say mostly his. Keller, too.
And
they've wasted. And Falter. This guy goes 8 innings again and pitches incredibly well, and they never score. For him, they don't score. They've been shut out 10 times. The Rockies, who may, with no exaggeration, be the worst baseball team ever assembled, have only been shut out 8 times. Only the Pirates have been shut out 10.
How about
Bob? They have a chance to set the all-time record.
They do.
It's 33 by the 1908 St. Louis Cardinals.
That's a pace that they can reach based on how they're going, which is just insane to think you'd be shut out that many games.
Ron covered that team.
He certainly
did. The 08 Cardinals.
By the way, you mentioned the Rockies. How about they won 2 in a row in Miami?
I know.
And that is the first series win that they've had in their last 22 series. They have not won one series dating back to last year.
And now think about this. They've been shut out 2 fewer times than your Pittsburgh Pirates. Let's hear what Skeens had to say after the game. I wasn't there, so... When I read these quotes, sometimes they come off as is he ticked off here? Is he mad at his hitters, at the lineup? Let's hear it for ourselves, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you can only do so much. They guessed right. That was enough today. So, gotta rewatch the game. I didn't watch much of our offense, but watch it again and see what we got tomorrow.
I didn't watch much of our offense. Neither did anybody else. And what else did he say there, Limits? That there's only so much you can do?
So much you can do and so much that you can control.
Bob, what do you make of that
quote? He's got a, you know, sort of a military background, went to Air Force Academy where you're all together as, you know, band of brothers. I think he has that same mentality with this team. He's not going to throw anyone under the bus. He's not going to come out and say
he didn't
publicly.
Sound happy.
He's not, but he's also low key all the time. But yeah, down deep when he's, you know, talking to Livy, I'm sure that they discuss this kind of stuff because it's frustrating. But he may become the first pitcher ever to be like, you know, 8-16 and win a Cy Young because his other metrics are all very good.
I want to hear that again. Let's hear that again, Bob. And I don't know, this sounds like a guy who, why would he watch the Pirate offense, by the way? Nobody else does. Plus, you know what? On a beautiful Monday night, there was only about 15,000 people in the seats to see Paul Skeens.
Wasn't it Tuesday?
Tuesday night, yes.
Yeah, so yeah, I was surprised by that, but then it was a beautiful night, plus he's on the mound. And I expected to see more, but that tells you how the fan base is feeling about their team right now.
Limits?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you can only do so much. They guessed right. That was enough today. So, gotta rewatch the game. I didn't watch much of our offense, but watch it again and see what we got tomorrow.
He might be thinking to himself, you know what? This offense can use Paul Skeens in the middle of the order. I'll bat to save my
Greg Brown suggested approaching him next season about that, in the offseason, so he can hit next year. I guarantee you he wouldn't be the worst hitter in the lineup.
No,
that would be impossible.
But the thing is, you run the risk, and I'm sure they would think of this as, okay, he gets up there and he gets hit in the hand and he can't pitch and blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, that's one of those things that it should not even be a topic at this juncture of the season, but it is because this recurring theme of woeful offense continues.
Total embarrassment. Limits? Thank you. Bob, where do you sort of identify the main problem? I've just had enough of Key Brian Hayes. I can't watch it anymore. I can't watch him. You know what I'm going to say, Limits? What am I about to say? Top another?
Oh, wrong one. Again, talking about the same things.
But you know I'm going to say I can't watch him top another ball.
Top another ball, yeah. He does it every game.
Weak ground balls. There has to be a stat. People keep stats on everything. WGBs. He has to be the all-time baseball leader in WGBs per at-bat. And then it happened again late in the game yesterday. Again. Maybe multiple times. I don't know. I walk out of the room now when he comes to the plate. I don't know what he did.
Yeah,
it's another weak ground ball. I can't watch it anymore, Bob.
We're having a problem. We're having a problem in Studio B. I agree with you. And there's no option for them. They don't have anyone else who can hit better or play better at third base. So he's going to be out there every single day. He has one home run. You don't have to be a home run hitter to be a power hitter. You can go gap to gap and drive in 85 runs doing it that way. We haven't seen any of that. And by the way, Jose Altuve, I think, may lead the league in that kind of stuff. He's an infield single magician for Houston.
He turns it into something good. This guy has power numbers too.
But he is one of many problems they have in terms of consistent offense. So.
Right, but they ain't paying everybody $70 million.
No.
556 OPS, are you kidding me?
Well, what would be your solution there? Because do you have one?
No, I don't have one. But we're going to get to that. At some point, play somebody else at third base. Or, okay, here's what I would do. Here's what I would do with this, Bob. Limits, can you give me another one there?
I would love to.
Why, thank you. Jeff Passan, who we both like. Do we not, Bob? You like him? I think he's very good at what he does. He wrote, an early 2025 MLB trade deadline preview in which he goes through each team in categories. And first is their objective as he sees it. Like, what are they trying to do this season? For instance, the Orioles, objective, forget this year ever existed. Colorado Rockies, objective, avoid being the worst team ever. Here's the Pirates' objective from Passan's view. Quote, continue the ruse of acting like they want to win when the approach suggests otherwise. And he goes into how Skeens is, you know, not going to be available absent a Godfather offer. But he does say that Kiner Falefa's been excellent when he's talking about trade candidates. Tommy Pham always gets traded. Heaney is still carving hitters. And here's the interesting part. And I quote again from Passan, the Pirates also won't be opposed to shipping away the $36 million remaining on the Key Brian Hayes deal or the $76 million still owed to Brian Reynolds. What do you make of that, Bob?
Well, first of all, I mean, how much are you going to get in a return for Key Brian Hayes? I know some team out there would value a defensive gem, a gold glove.
For sure.
But you better have a lot of offense on your team to put up with what he's going to bring offensively.
You get rid of him.
You get rid of, okay,
that's the gain.
Do you think teams are just going to take that contract knowing that he can't hit?
No, but you might attach him to a young pitching prospect to get a player back.
I agree with that. If you're going to put people together, you know, Reynolds is somebody who is probably not as much of a problem as some people may think, or the salary itself. I don't have a problem with any of that. He's worth that. He always puts up the numbers by the end of the year.
But you would agree, Passan is right, that I would imagine that the Pirates wouldn't mind getting rid of that $76 million.
No, I agree with that because they don't want to pay anybody that kind of money, but they did. And if you're going to do it, then you owe it to yourself to supply this team with other needs. And that's where they draw the line. They may give one contract, and sometimes it almost appears as if it's kind of been forced by public pressure. to give a contract. And that's not the way you should be doing contracts. You know, you should just do it based on what you think is the best thing for your team, and then bring it. There are holes everywhere. They've ignored all the holes. So, but yeah, you're right.
Well,
yeah,
here's another
problem.
Rid of
it. What are they going to do with it? Where does the money go? Save? You go into?
I mean, I would keep Reynolds, you know, probably, unless again, they need to somehow. And this was the gist of my column this morning. I mean, it's time for Ben Cherington to make a seismic move to go after a young hitter.
The only way
you
do
nobody,
that.
Nobody in the organization should be off limits, including Skeens, by the way. Although it would take something like that Nationals return to get him.
More.
Are you? I see, that's where we disagree, and I disagree with limits on this, too. Click that thing, limits, would you, and open Bob a fresh one? So if I told you right now that in exchange for Paul Skeens, the Pirates would get a 6'7", 22-year-old potential superstar hitter, and that's one. That's one part of the package. And that would be James Wood, who is unbelievable right now, Bob. Like I said, 6'7", he's 22 years old. He has 16 home runs already and a 950 OPS. You start with that. You have a stud, potential superstar young hitter. Then you go to, you have an all-star shortstop in C.J. Abrams. He made the all-star team last year. Mm-hmm. His OPS over 800 mm-hmm. this year. And then third, I would give you a Skeens light replacement in Mackenzie Gore, who has a 3.16 ERA and leads all of baseball in strikeouts per nine innings and strikeout rate. He's the best strikeout starter in all the majors. So I'm sorry, if you told me right now that I was guaranteed a star young hitter, an all-star shortstop, and a wipeout starting pitcher in exchange for Skeens, I'm doing that in a second.
But those guys were not any of that when they were traded in that deal.
Okay.
They had to become that, which takes vision and an understanding by a general manager that I, from my own team, from my own eyes, think these guys are going to be it. Would you trust Ben Cherington to make the same assertion?
No, but under that headline, I wouldn't make any more moves then. I would just stay.
It is a factor.
It
your
is.
Your general manager has to look into other organizations and say, this guy, and this guy, they're all going to come here, and
so
they're going
to be worth
it. So what
trade would you make? So you don't trust him to make any trade?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Something that big, I don't know that he would come up with the same return. You know,
I haven't seen much
to make me think that, so... Best trade I think he's made is the falter for Rodolfo Castro. You know, I don't know how many.
I know, it's like the Steelers quarterback thing. It's like, well, any quarterback who comes here won't thrive in this offense. So then the solution to say, all right, just don't draft a quarterback?
Here's a quicker solution. Bring Skeens here. Don't do anything. Keep him here.
Yeah.
Have Chandler. Get Jones healthy. Have a really dynamic pitching staff. And you would if you kept Keller, all those guys, 4-5, Keller and Falter, that's a pretty good 4-5, you have to admit. And then do what you're supposed to do and go out and bring in people some other way for now. And I'm suggesting this because there's a Paul Skeens window. Generational talent, you have it here now, you've got to be urgent. They keep talking about urgent. This is the time. But they're not. That's the problem. So that's the issue. There's a way to change this quickly, I think, and quickly is the word to use. They could do it. They should have done it starting this past offseason.
I agree with that. There is a way to do this quickly.
Because the hardest thing to come up with is a big pitching staff like that,
yes.
Which, as we have seen this year, is good enough to win just about every game they pitch.
And they could still have a really, really good staff if they traded Chandler or Skeens. And I'm not saying I would trade Skeens, but, man, if you gave me that kind of return, who in the world wouldn't?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next, limits. All right, Bob. We have a story brewing here this morning, and the morning show was all over this. I'm going to ask Limits, since he's our social media maven, to update us on what exactly has happened with Beanie Bishop here. They were filming what in the locker rooms? What was happening that wound up with him, I think, recording a video of himself wiping his cleats on the Pitt logo? What happened here?
Yeah, so the morning show was discussing this too, where they were filming some stuff for Sunday Night Football, where I think it was like the player intros and stuff like that. You know, you give your name and what college you're at. So Beanie Bishop on his Instagram story posted a video, I'm looking at it right now, where he is standing on the Pitt logo.
Yeah.
And he is wiping his cleats on the logo, on the T of Pitt. And he put the location as University of Pittsburgh, but he put a poop emoji where Pittsburgh is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, too. I see it. And then he deleted it.
But you so this wasn't part of promoting anything? This wasn't part of our, we got guys from Pitt and West Virginia in this game, that type of thing?
No, this was...
He just went in there and did that on his own?
But he was only, how long was he in West Virginia? He wasn't there long at all, was he? Why would you, I mean, why even do it is my question. What are you doing? Knowing that when you put that out, unless you just want clicks and controversy and everything else, but then you delete it. If you really felt strongly enough about it, don't delete it. By deleting it, you're admitting that you did something very childish. And that's exactly what this is. When you start as a grown adult using poop emojis, that's childish poop emoji.
Yeah, he was only at West Virginia for a year.
Okay. He's still a West Virginia football player.
He's still a West Virginia guy.
He still represents Crowley, does he not?
That does not like
Is Crowley implicated in this, by the way?
No.
I think he is by extension.
You think
Absolutely.
So?
Do you, Bob?
No.
As a fan of West Virginia?
No.
As a leading voice of West Virginia on this station.
If you're interested in rivalries and when they play, and then, you know, this is another reason why they should play.
Now, what harm is this, really?
Well, it's not the question.
What harm
There's
is
no
it?
Harm. If
it's
you like,
not, it's not just in good fun here. No, people
well,
can't take a
but,
joke.
But this
I don't
is,
like
this
it.
Is
but,
not,
yeah, what if we make a West Virginia
not,
corn
Joe,
cob joke?
Joe, this is not in the context of a game which you just play. Emotions are flowing, and you do something like this is preconceived, walking in, no reason to do it at all.
Bob, you're done, it's not you're like done he with killed West somebody. Virginia. He walked in and wiped his feet on a logo.
I understand that, but you're done with that. Why even bring that to anyone's attention?
I don't know. For fun. For a social media thing.
How about what's been escalating on social media? Doran quote tweeted it this morning saying, "This was recent?" with a question mark. And then a West Virginia fan that calls themselves Irrational said, "What are you going to do about it, little boy?" And it ratioed Doran's tweet. It got more likes than Doran's tweet. Oh, boy.
Social media. Poop emojis. We have poop. We're talking about poop.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
We are talking about poop. I don't know. Probably best not to do it. But in the realm of everything going on in the world, it's probably just he tried to have
it's still
some
up,
fun
Bob.
Here.
Oh,
he
I thought he
not,
deleted it.
He did not delete it. I'm looking at it right now.
Now you give him credit then, Bob.
First of all, I wouldn't do it. There's just no need for it. That's past. You're done with that. You're moving on. You have a spot in the NFL. You know Mike Tomlin doesn't like these kinds of things.
Isn't this the kind of thing we want? Don't we want rivalries in college sports? Like, don't we want Pitt fans chanting? What do they chant about Penn State during games? Or is it Penn State fans who chant about Pitt?
It's West Virginia fans chanting about Pitt, mainly.
And Pitt fans cheer when you get like you get a Penn State football score at a basketball game when they're losing and stuff like that, right?
Yes, that does happen.
And for me, hating somebody in a sports sense is what rivalries
and
are
that's
all about.
Fine. Again,
I don't
my
see
point,
anything.
My point, if it's, you remember what Jack Sawyer did?
Yes.
Okay. That's in the context of a game that just happened. Emotions are flowing. When you see someone come to your stadium and do that, you go over there and you defend it. That's fine.
Yeah.
This is a year and a half away from when you ever played there and you were only there for a year and you decide to go in there and do that.
Everybody's only there for a year anymore.
All right, but you know my point.
No, my point is I like it.
You like it.
And I'd like it if a Pitt guy did it. And I like it when Narduzzi and Franklin take pot shots at each other. And I like it when Franklin says this is like beating Akron. And I like it when Narduzzi takes a shot at Franklin. This is football. This is fun. We're in the freaking toy store here. Who cares? I want this. I don't want to play Youngstown State. I don't want Penn State to play Syracuse every other year. I want these
teams.
You're
not going to get your way, though. They're not going to play.
Right, and that's the problem.
That's
this is what
reason.
I want.
Okay.
I want teams hating on each other, again, in a sports sense, and fan bases, too. I like things that rile people up. I like rivalries. This is what sports is about. So he went into the Pitt room, and he wiped his cleat on the Pitt logo, just like Juju went on the Bengals logo, just like people do this in rivalry games. Isn't this what we like, what we live for,
what gets us juiced up?
What
was your stand? If I recall, you didn't think Juju should have done that, if I recall.
Let me think now. Whether he should have done it or not, it's the type of thing that spices up rivalries.
Right, and he paid the price for that. He got laid out in that game.
Right, exactly.
No, again,
when I said he shouldn't have done it, it was from a Steeler perspective for just that reason, Bob. For just that reason, that you're giving the other team added incentive. But
That's why this. Who cares? You're not going to add an incentive. You're no longer there. You were there for 1 year and in and out. Now you're playing in the NFL. Why do you even bother with it? That's
Larry Fitzgerald was only here for 2 years. Is he a Pitt guy?
He wouldn't do stuff like this, I bet.
Well, that's a very separate topic. You keep mentioning that he was only there for 1 year.
I understand, but I just think this is bringing attention, you know, that you don't need at this point. Maybe it's just because I'm to the point where I see this sometimes as becoming too stressful. Like on social media, people can, you know, hit back at you, and then you spend your time all day long responding to every one of these things. Why do you need that? Concentrate on being a better cornerback. How about that?
That's boring. I don't mind this at all.
That's fine.
I don't mind it. And I don't mind when Pat Narduzzi gets out there and takes shots. I don't mind it at all. In fact, I love it.
No, I will grant you that. It gives you more spice. There's no question about it, because the next time Pitt and West Virginia play, this video will run in the Pitt locker room.
Absolutely.
There's no question about that.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's fine. From his point of view, I'm just saying, let bygones be gone. You're done. But concentrate on being a better cornerback. That's all.
Your thoughts, limits on the whole thing?
I don't necessarily like it. But from a rivalry perspective, I think it spices things up. Yeah, like I would not have done it if I were in Beanie Bishop's position, especially that he still has it up and all the heat that he's taken. But no, I love rivalries. I love things that spice it up. I liked seeing Keaton Slovis before the West Virginia game a couple of years ago go on stage in front of a big pumped up crowd and yell, "Bleep West Virginia." Like, I thought that that was something that just gets you fired up and gets you hyped up for the game. Now, this is a little bit different because it's in the middle of the year and the Steelers, or Pitt invited members of the Steelers into their locker room to do these headshots right. for everything. So
it was an invitation.
And he took advantage of the invitation.
Well, actually, I didn't know about that part until this very second. Say that again.
Yeah, that's the whole thing was started with that.
Yeah, so the filming that they were doing was in the Pitt locker room. So in doing so,
as a member of the Steelers,
yes. Who invited them in the locker room?
And this is where NBC was shooting the headshots and everything for Sunday Night Football, the intros, whatever it is. But it was in the Pitt locker room. So Pitt granted the Steelers access to their locker room to be able to record these.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I still feel the same way. He was just having a little fun.
Okay,
and keeping a rivalry alive year round. Which I like. And I like it, you know. Do you think Pitt people don't take shots at West Virginia all the time?
Well, all the time.
Which is great, right?
As they should.
As they should.
I understand all that. I'm not against it. What I'm saying is this is such a different kind of situation in that it was designed to go in there and do a headshot, and they invite you in, and then why? That's all I'm asking. Why? Why do you want to bring this upon yourself?
And I would ask, why not? It's Pitt, West Virginia.
And I'm sure a lot of people will agree with you.
I'm sure most would agree with you since we're in Pittsburgh.
No, I'm just saying it's just an unnecessary, you know, here we are talking about something I guess you never thought we'd talk about because of poop emojis. That's what we're doing here today.
And I enjoy it. It's fun.
I know.
That's where we live, Bob. We're over in the toy store.
It is a toy store.
By the little Jack in the Box, or if we're in the Island of Misfit Toys, the Charlie in the Box. Do you remember that, Bob?
I do remember the Charlie in the Box.
Was he the saddest member of the Island of Misfit Toys?
I felt bad for those toys on the Island of Misfit Toys. I really did.
Limits, what else
somebody
was
there needs to be hugged?
Other than the Charlie in the Box.
What about the cowboy that rode the ostrich? Remember that? Or the spotted bear or something. Who had all the spots? Or the train with square wheels.
Yeah, the train with square wheels. That one hurt.
Santa did a bad job there.
That one hurt. Maybe even worse.
Or the elves.
The Charlie in the
Remember
box.
The bird that couldn't fly but could swim?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sounds like you just watch this over and over again.
Every year, Bob. Every year.
That really hurts. All right, where are we going? I'm sure we're going to get some calls on that at 412-928-9370. When Scott McKillop was done at West Virginia, and did you know, Bob, that he married a West Virginia girl?
Mm-hmm.
Which was an interesting twist to his story because he was a prominent member of 13-9, was he not?
Yeah, but love conquers all.
I know. It was a wonderful story. But he had some incredible quotes about West Virginia, just ripping them to shreds. And this was years later, which I enjoy that. I like it. I'm glad that we have these things. Limits, do you agree?
Yes. We need things that make rivalries important, that make it special, that make it different than other games.
This has the Pitt fan base all riled up. And how often can we say that, Bob?
No, it does. It will rile people up. If that was his goal, then he achieved it.
Well, actually, we've said it a lot over the last 2 weeks with Narduzzi firing up the fan base over Penn State, and now this, Beanie Bishop firing up the fan base over West Virginia.
Yes,
so
we
do. So it's been pretty frequent the last couple of weeks.
All right.
It's a shame nobody's going to watch these games. You can do this all you want, but these things will not last long. They're going to go off in their separate ways and bring in all the cupcakes that they could find, and that's the way it goes. Because the emphasis is not on strength of schedule.
Of course not. When you look at a team like Indiana last year, make the college football playoff. And then have you seen Indiana's non-conference this year?
Oh, I could probably tell you the whole entire thing. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State, the home of Larry Bird.
You could look at all of them. Penn State.
Not like that. Not Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. Not like that.
But the objective is just to win games, pack your stadium, and don't worry about it. And they've created that because they don't put an emphasis on these kinds of games.
Right. If you win, you're going to get in. like Indiana did. So I don't blame them at all. I would schedule, you know, I was going to make a joke about small colleges. That's their schedule. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State, Bob. Unless Larry Bird comes into that game, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I mean, that's the worst non-conference schedule I have ever seen in my life. Would you agree with that?
I'd have to look. There have been some terrible ones over the years. A lot of teams do it, so I'm sure it's one of the worst. But
a lot of teams play two of those games, not three, or maybe one of those games. But again, I don't blame them. They proved that if you just don't lose, it doesn't matter who you play. Doesn't matter.
That's true. And you get a home game out of it too. And that's the other part of this. These teams don't want to travel so much. They'd rather have you come and pack their stadium. They'll pay you a fee. And that's that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're in the middle of a 12-pack here before we get to the general limits. Well, thank you. Megan McConnell. Last night. And this turned out to be unfortunate in the end, but she actually played in the WNBA, Bob, but got hurt at the end of the game. And I don't know the extent of this knee injury. She was playing for the Phoenix Mercury and had a pretty good game. But then right at the end, she hurt her knee. Did you see that?
I did. And that, you know, that looked like it would impact her in a lot of different ways.
Did it look like a bad in? I didn't see the play.
I mean, it looked like an injury. I don't know if I would go so far as to say. I didn't know what to think of it other than she was injured. And,
yeah.
You know, then you have to go through the tests and all that kind of stuff.
She played 13 minutes, had a three-pointer, three assists, a rebound, and a steal. That is awesome. that she's but in she's the in WNBA.
What do you expect, right? I mean, that's just that's how it goes in that family. They're all basketball people, and it doesn't matter what level of basketball you're talking about.
Well, here's hoping everything good with Megan McConnell.
Yeah, I mean, she's hard worker. Really great took player. That, yeah. And she was at Duquesne, and now hopefully there'll be a long career in the WNBA.
Next. Bob, we have the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals ready to happen. If I had both of those on at the same time, which series are you more attracted to?
I would say the Stanley Cup Final, only because I think that the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to have their way with Indianapolis or Indiana Pacers. And I like Indiana. I do. I think they have a coaching advantage. I think they know how to score. They play defense, you know, in a good way, but not like Oklahoma City. So, but I do expect it to go, you know, 6 or 7 games. The other one, though, I think will go 7, and I think it's time for Oilers and Connor McDavid to finally realize what a lot of players do at his level, win a Stanley Cup and lift that trophy.
Is McDavid already a top 5 player of all time, and does he need to win a cup to solidify his legacy?
Yeah, you know, all time at this point, he's up there. I don't know what order I'd put them in. And the answer is probably yes. You know, I think Dan Marino is a good example of somebody who never won one, and people will to this day say that about him. But yet he was a great quarterback. On a team concept, you can only do so much. Yes, you're the best player, but do you have to have all those trophies to say your career was anything less than elite? Connor McDavid is outstanding in everything he does. He has been on fire in this playoff. He's playing 200 feet of hockey, which is something that I don't think he did in his first few years. Now he is. I mean, I just think their team is just a good team. All even though they don't have the goaltending advantage.
Does he need that cup then to
Probably,
solidify
yes.
the legacy?
I think so.
Man, I've gone back and forth on that one. I have, because you mentioned Marino and Barry Sanders and Barkley. Would it enhance their legacies to have won a championship? Sure. Does it make them any less great, though?
No.
Can those two
great.
Things still be true, that you're not any less great, but you could have enhanced your greatness with a championship? Probably. Is it different in the NHL? Maybe. Like, I can't think of a generational superstar who never won. Can you?
In the NHL?
Yeah. I can think of him in other sports, I sure can. Hank Aaron, Barry Sanders,
yep,
Barkley, Marino. You know, but in the NHL?
Normally, those kind of guys do lift teams. And he's done that with Edmonton. I think it's taken a little longer than they would have liked, but he's done that. It doesn't hurt to have a guy like Draisaitl on your wing or on your team. But
I think in that sport, you got to win it all. I do.
At the end of the day, if he doesn't, I'm not going to sit here and say that he wasn't a generational talent and he is not among the top 5 maybe in the world when it's all said and done, because the numbers will suggest that
but
he
it'll,
is.
But it'll certainly set him apart to be he would be the greatest player who never won a cup.
Yeah.
I think that's indisputable.
And that's okay.
He would be the greatest
player. You can say that
all
you want, but again, it's a team sport. He's one of, you know, 18 guys over there, whatever the case may be, who play in the top 6 plus defense. I don't know. I think it's their time. I think he has to. If he doesn't win it this year, it might be hard, because they're going to make some changes at the end of this year.
Give me a prediction on both series. And by the way, I think the NBA is going to be wildly entertaining.
It may be
a short series, but it's going to be up and down the court.
I think Edmonton will win in 7 games. I think Florida is one of those teams that are going to try to do everything they can to get into McDavid's head and physically go after him. But Edmonton has faced this already before throughout the course of the Western Conference Finals. So I think he's understood it. He's risen above it, and he's been the dominant player. I do think Florida, top to bottom, is a better team. But I think the elite level of Connor McDavid and their power play will ultimately be the reason they win in 7.
I'm going to take Panthers in 6 and OKC in 5. Thank you, Bob. Limits, do you have a prediction on each series?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this NBA Finals. And I think Indiana will make it a series, but OKC ultimately wins it in 6. And I look at Edmonton and the trend that has happened with the likes of Crosby and Gretzky, and you lose your first cup, you come back against the same opponent, and you beat him in the second chance. And I think that McDavid ultimately will do that against Florida.
I just think Florida's a deeper team with a better goaltender.
They are, but they don't have Connor McDavid.
True.
He's been the one guy who
found a way to not let him beat them last year.
Right, which is why this time he's learned from that. I think you see that in his play throughout the course of this Western Conference tournament, that he's better than he was last year.
Give
all
me one,
over the ice.
Give me one more, Limits. Why, thank you. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny and a high of Sidney Crosby today, 87. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, the final one I have here is Cooper Flagg reportedly made a staggering $28 million in NIL money.
So why go to the NBA? Wait for another
year. He's going
to
take a pay cut.
So is Shedeur Sanders. He made $7 million last year, and he's getting a four-year deal for $1 million a year, essentially.
$28 million, Bob?
Why not stay for Duke for another year? Get more college life in you, get another 28, and you'll still be the number one pick.
It's unbelievable. And that was an endorsement.
What would
money,
you have done?
Well, probably go to the NBA.
Well, how about one more year?
You can still make those endorsements in the NBA. You'll get just as much and more.
Your salary won't
in fact,
be that,
you'll
though.
Get. No, your salary won't be, but you'll be making more money in the NBA.
Okay.
Limits, one more, please, and I'm sorry, I keep forgetting
he
this one.
He is really heading to a DUI.
I think you're right. You're right, Bob. He should have stayed.
Too much on the
Cooper Flagg should have stayed another year at
yeah,
Duke.
Yeah, why not?
We think that Ben Roethlisberger may have taken yet another shot at Malzahn. Now, this happened a couple weeks ago, did it not, Limits?
This was the original shot on Footballing with Ben.
You know, there was someone I heard, there was a knock. Well, he played with a bunch of NFL caliber talent. Well, what's he going to be playing with now? Who did he beat NFL caliber talent teams to?
Right.
You know, it's just that's the most ridiculous remark I've ever heard.
And that was regarding Will Howard. And Malzahn thought that, you know, because all the Will Howard takes that he's
Bob,
made.
That was absolutely a shot at Malzahn, who we think Ben hates. But now, yesterday, the whole Mason Rudolph thing came up,
yes,
where Ben was like, yeah, we're not boys, but I you know, I don't have a problem with Mason. I never did. Yeah, we should have taken somebody else, etc. But within this, a shot at the media comes up. And again, it's a thinly veiled shot at our bald friend.
There's going to be a lot of people that watch this, mm-hmm, both fans and I'm sure some media people pick up on this, that will totally disagree. I think everything I say is full of crap.
Yeah,
most of them probably have never played or been in the situation anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Bob, that is directed squarely at Malzahn. Do you agree?
That one, I think, yes.
But wow.
Limits, do you?
Yeah, I think probably Ben just has a bone to pick with Malzahn. Why yeah, Malzahn in particular? Not why not Pony?
Because Malzahn's been very critical of Ben over the years.
Yeah, Malzahn has been very public about the fact that he does not like Ben.
So let's hear Ben again saying, you know, people are going to hear this Mason Rudolph stuff and take unwarranted pot shots at me. And who does unwarranted pot shots better than our pal Malzahn?
There's going to be a lot of people that watch this, mm-hmm, both fans and I'm sure some media people pick up on this, that will totally disagree. I think everything I say is full of crap.
Yeah.
And most of them probably have never played or been in the situation anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
What do you mean, Ben? Malzahn made 9 straight threes in a game at Penn State.
He should just come right out and use Malzahn's name at
he
this
should
point.
He
Bob,
should
do you agree?
I don't know. I understand what you guys are saying, and I'm sure he's heard criticism from other people too. So I don't know 100% if it's straight to Chris.
Yeah.
It might be. It might not be. There may be somebody else in this.
I don't know, Bob. I think you should say to Ben, Ben, you should do this really funny thing on your podcast next time. Act like you're Joe talking about Malzahn. Malzahn, why are you being so mean to Ben Roethlisberger? Why would you do that, Malzahn? Come on now. And if you talk like that, it'll bring the house down.
That would be pretty good.
That's worth investigating, yes.
And within that, you had Limits taking a shot at me, Bob. Did you detect that?
Oh, yeah, he does that. That was
yeah,
that was
I
a
know
slight, you know, you thought he got over that Malzahn disease. He's
right,
not. He's,
him and,
he's digging deeper.
Him and intern Dom are not
all
afraid to take shots at you
and I. All
that
wasted time and money when it comes to all the therapy we've given him.
Right.
Oh, Joe has taken a couple of shots at me this week, too. We'll just push that one under the rug. It's all in good fun.
Yeah, and you got your NBA on TNT t-shirt,
oh,
didn't
you? Oh, I love
you? It. Inside the NBA. Look at this thing, Bob. I'm going to put it up there for our YouTube watchers again, and you should subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Look at that
it
old school TNT logo.
Look at that, Bob. Look at it.
It
just
is
look at it.
Old school. We like old school stuff.
I'm going to keep that up here as we talk to the general, I think.
Your arms won't last. You
thank
can't
you for
do
that 12-pack, Limits.
I dare you to do
you're
it the whole
welcome
time we're talking to him. Keep
as
your
soon
arms
as
up.
They did their last show, Bleacher Report, they said you can go buy the t-shirt at Bleacher Report. So off I went, Bob, and dutifully ordered two, keeping my good friend Limits at the top of my mind. Wasn't
that
nice of me?
Keep your hands up there. It was, but keep your hands. I don't want to see you drop it. You spit up the whole time. So let's do the interview with the general.
What a man I am. Thank you, Limits. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. General, wonderful to have you again. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. I'm going to go with a Connor McDavid card. Bob?
Let me think about this. Mostly because I want to see how long Joe can go with his hand.
Very good, Bob.
General, how are you? First, this exchange pleasure.
Gentlemen, good morning. Right? Appreciate you having me. I'm good. Thank you.
Good. We always appreciate having you. Let me see. I'm going to take Scotty Scheffler.
Ooh. Are there golf cards,
there
General?
There better be.
Limits, what do you have?
I'm going to go with maybe a Christian Walker card for hitting the home run off of Skeens last night and the Pirates getting no run support.
Holy ostrich milk. What do you have, General?
I do find it interesting you brought me in as the post text to old school, but we're going to go with Andrew McCutcheon. How could you not honor Andrew?
Yeah. Oh, good call.
Do you have golf clubs, though?
There are golf cards, yeah. It's not nearly as diverse as the other sports. Truthfully, the history of golf cards, they've built sets around Tiger Woods. When Tiger was hot, there would be a set. This is a lot of mumbo-jumbo, but there's no union in golf, so they have to negotiate with each golfer separately. Mm. And as long as Tiger was in, it was worth throwing a set. Now golf has aspired to high enough heights that there are sets even in years when Tiger's not dominant.
Well, then I withdraw what I said, and I'll go with Andrew McCutcheon.
You got it right, then.
Ding, ding,
I
ding.
Got an Andrew McCutcheon Topps Gypsy Queen game used jersey card. It has a swatch of a jersey that Andrew wore in a game.
Beautiful.
And it's a nice collectible that Pirate fans will adore. I mean, it's Kutch is the player of the generation. I mean, it sends bonds. I mean, he's the guy that everybody collects. Counting Skeens now.
Of course. Thank you, General. You're a wonderful
You're
man.
You're welcome. Hope you guys have a great day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Chef.
Take care.
Right. Take care.
There's your card of the week, your chance to win. Every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.